السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Kyrgyz authorities escalate their provocative measures ahead of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit. Translated. On August 31st of this year, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, Bishkek, will host the 25th summit of the heads of state of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. This organization was established to combat four threats: terrorism, extremism, separatism, and drug trafficking. Since its establishment, the organization has consistently targeted Muslims under the pretext of combating terrorism and extremism. Under the pretext of combating separatism, the Uyghurs and other Muslims in China have been subjected to persecution. The reality indicates that the Kyrgyz authorities, as hosts of the upcoming summit, have begun implementing their commitments early. In this context, they have intensified efforts to arrest carriers of the Islamic call, Dawah carriers, and have organized raids and security operations under the pretext of combating extremism and terrorism. An operation carried out in the Osh and Bitkin regions was officially announced, during which 31 people were arrested on terrorism-related charges. Not long afterward, arbitrary searches were conducted in Bishkek, targeting the homes of several carriers of the Islamic call and our Muslim sisters. For example, at around 6 o'clock in the morning on June 12, 2026, officers of the Internal Affairs Department of the Sevredov district in Bishkek described the family of one of the carriers to Islam and tricked them into opening the door. They informed them that the homeowner's vehicle had been involved in a collision and asked him to come outside. As soon as Sister Isimbeva Mariam Ken stepped outside, security personnel in civilian clothing surrounded her and entered the house. After entering, they searched all the rooms in a manner resembling gangs of thieves and criminals. During the search, the belongings that our pregnant sister had prepared for her upcoming delivery were scattered and jumbled, and the family's objections were ignored. When the officers failed to find any illegal materials or possessions in the house, they confiscated mobile phones and also seized the data storage unit connected to the home surveillance cameras. As a result of this incident, our pregnant sister experienced severe stress and high blood pressure, and she was delayed from her medication. Later, her health condition deteriorated and swelling appeared, forcing doctors to perform a cesarean section. According to the doctors, her condition had been good before the incident. It appears that these officials have forgotten that the dua of the oppressed is answered without any barrier. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
اتقي دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب.
Beware of the supplication of the oppressed, for there is no barrier between it and Allah. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 3 days earlier, officers in Linan District Directorate broke a window and forced their way into a home of one of the Dawah carriers. Although the homeowner was absent, they searched the house while treating his wife and daughters unjustly and abusively. When they found nothing, the officers behaved brutally, kicking his 16-year-old daughter in the leg, twisting her arm, pushing her against a wall, and forcibly taking her phone. Her father later reported that she suffered a concussion. In addition, several young men engaged in Islamic Dawah activities were summoned for questioning, and some were informed that criminal cases have been opened against them on charges of quote-unquote extremism. As is evident from these excessive and arbitrary searches carried out by the security agencies, such measures may be intended to win the approval of the Russian and Chinese leadership ahead of the SCO summit. Without orders from higher authorities, the Kyrgyz police would not have dared to cross every red line and commit injustices against our Muslim sisters, who represent our honor and dignity. In this regard, Allah Almighty says in a hadith Qudsi,
يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتَهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا.
O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself, and I have made it forbidden among you, so do not oppress one another. Narrated by Muslim. The authorities may also carry out sensational incidents. following these measures, such as explosions that are later attributed to Muslims, as similar events have previously been carried out by individuals connected to the Kremlin. Furthermore, such provocative practices serve as a means of diverting people's attention from the growing tensions in the country's domestic politics, the ever-increasing cost of living, and many other problems. In conclusion, the people of Kyrgyzstan must not allow Muslims to be subjected to pressure and persecution before every summit held in the country, whether these injustices are committed under direct orders from the authorities or are the result of officials exceeding their instructions. Muslims are obligated to understand reality correctly and contribute to stopping oppression, whether by action or by speech, each according to his ability. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
والذي نفسي بيده لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليوشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عقابا منه ثم تدعونه فلا يستجاب لكم.
By the one in whose hand is my soul, you must enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, or Allah will soon send upon you a punishment from him. Then you will call upon him and he will not answer you. Narrated by At-Tirmidhi, who said, Hasan Sahih. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Kyrgyzstan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.